Hi, Dear to Rick. How can I help you?
Hey, is Orion there?
This is him.
Hey, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. I was actually just talking to Jennifer Longmore. She said that you guys were talking about equipment financing and working capital. You might be interested in some of our programs?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, what are you guys kind of looking to do?
Well, we're looking to shift away from personal liability into company liability and, you know, building up our business credit. Basically, we need revolving credit monthly for inventory that's paid off the following month, every month, pretty much.
Okay. And so right now, what are you doing? Just using, like, your personal credit cards?
We're using a American Express that's using personal liability.
Okay. Yeah, that's... I'm sure you want that separated as soon as possible. How long have you been in business?
Over a year.
Okay. So that's a little easier than Jennifer's situation there. Got a little bit of time in business established.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a partnership or LLC?
It's a limited liability.
LLC, okay. And are you 100% owner there?
I'm not. I'm not going to be a partner until we open up our second location, which is the other reason we wanted to do this. That way we can open up a second location.
Okay, very cool. Yeah. So how much are you looking for inventory?
Monthly inventory ranges about 6,000 right now, and we're going to look at a peak of about 9,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
9,000. And then when are you guys looking to bring or like open the new location?
Within the next 3 months. So before back to school.
Oh, very cool. Have you already picked out the spot?
We keep on looking.
You haven't found anything you like yet?
Yeah.
All right. So next 3 months. So let's see here. Are you guys like, I guess, I don't know, I'm just trying to picture the business. Are you in a strip mall? Is it like an office building?
It's a strip mall right now.
Okay. And you do repairs to phones? Is that the only thing you do? Or do you like do computers and things
computers, like that? Computers, tablets, personal electronics.
Okay. Cool. So all of the above, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. And just to the screens, or are you doing
everything.
Technological stuff? Okay.
We at home service. That's actually where I met Jennifer. I went to her business to repair her phone. We do on site networking, on site computer repair. We do a little bit of retail with the accessories and buy and sell. Phones, computers, and tablets. We're also an authorized T-Mobile prepaid and GoSmart mobile dealer.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So mostly the inventory is for like the retail side of things or for actually like the supplies, like screens?
The supplies.
Okay.
Screens, yeah, the screens, the parts for, stuff like that. Hmm. Yeah, the accessories we only look at about $600 in actual inventory cost on accessories, and that those accessories $600 is equivalent to about $8,000 worth of revenue.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should think about that the next time I'm buying an accessory. Ooh,
yeah.
That's a markup right there.
Yep.
It's really interesting, my job to, you know, kind of find out all of those things, and you know, for every industry. Makes purchasing more interesting, but
yeah, and I even sell all my accessories at almost half the price of any of the major retailers.
Wow, that's crazy! Yeah. They're just making tons of money on it then.
Oh god, yeah.
They got a lot of overhead though too.
I mean, an HDMI cable at Best Buy that you buy for $100 costs them $6.
Oh wow, huh?
Makes you think about those, right?
Yeah, especially because I have a lot of HDMI cables in my house. So. Wow. Okay. And then when you do open the new location, what are your capital needs going to be for that? I'm assuming you're just going to lease the location?
Yes, we're just going to be leasing the location, and we'll have an initial startup fee for the remodel.
Mm-hmm.
Since the second location will become our flagship for bringing in partners. And and 6 months after we open that second location, we'll be looking to open our third and fourth locations with two partners who are interested in investing.
Wow, that's great. So will those partners be bringing the startup costs for the location, or is that kind of what you're looking to finance at that point?
I actually couldn't even answer that right now.
Oh, okay. That's still all up in the air. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do one thing at a time. I just get excited. I get a little ahead of myself. I'm trying to see the big picture here. But, okay, so let's see what else. So you said that you're not an owner right now, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what is the structure of the business?
It's LLC. My brother is the owner
mm-hmm.
with his wife. And I'm expected to be a 15% partner come second store.
Okay. And so, do you know the brother and the wife, are they 50-50?
No, it's more like, I think it's like 70-30.
More to the brother, more to the wife?
Yeah, more to my brother.
Okay. 70-30. And then, how are their credit?
Their personal credit is good, but we're trying to avoid touching any of their personal credit.
Sure. We only do business loans, so all of these programs that we have will fall completely on the business.
Okay.
But we do run the personal credit because it does, you know, play a small factor in that, right? So
mm-hmm.
We actually only run the Experian, though, so it'll just be like one inquiry just on Experian, not on like all three.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just to find out, you know, if there's any open bankruptcies or anything crazy like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and there's none of that at
okay.
all. I mean, my brother's already approved for a new home, which is the other reason that we're wanting to shift the balance of credit over to my brother. Mm-hmm. I mean, off of my brother into the company.
Yeah. And it's just definitely good to keep those two things separate and be able to build up that D&B credit, you know.
Yeah.
Scores and everything. Totally understand. And then what was sales last year? Do you know?
156,000.
156. All right.
So that's like the entire last 12 months up to last month.
Mhm. Okay. And was that when you guys opened?
No, we actually opened February of last year. Do you want? I mean, I could give you the one as of February of last year. To,
no, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
One
rolling year is fine.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure the first month was a little atrocious. So.
It took us only about 3 months to start turning profit, so we were happy with that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I would hope so at that kind of margin that you guys are running with there, but no. So our capital programs, we lend based off of sales, right?
Okay.
So we lend usually 10 to 15% of the gross annual sales,
okay.
Which would be conservatively 15,000,
okay.
Maybe up to 20,000.
Okay.
And the way that works usually is that it's a term loan. So you would get the full 15,000 or 20,000 up front and then start paying it back immediately in payments.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily like a line of credit. It's
an actual loan.
It's an actual loan, right?
Okay.
But halfway through that term, you can get more, you can refinance. And then usually, you know, at that point, you'll have higher sales. And so you'll get more, and as long as you're paying your payments on time and everything like that, you'll get our second, like a returning customer type rate, where you're going to get probably a better program.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you were specifically looking for a line of credit.
I know my brother was interested in just possibly doing the loan, because you said the way we could do the loan is, I mean, basically doing the same thing with the line of credit, and we're just making payments to, off the premium, I think is what he said. That way we keep the interest down low, something like that. I was just told to find out what our options are.
Yeah, definitely. The problem with a line of credit, well, not the problem with it. I mean, they're fantastic if you can get them. That's the real problem, right? Because when you go to a conventional bank for a line of credit, a lot of times it's a percentage of your sales as well, but it's usually a smaller percentage. So with you guys being such a new, kind of a low grossing business at this point, you probably won't get approved for a whole lot, if anything. And a lot of times those are going to be affecting the personal credit score as well.
Yeah, so that's what we're trying to avoid. So
trying to avoid.
I see what you're saying about going with the loan. Is there any way that you could, like, email me the specifics of all of this?
Sure.
That way I could then present it to him, because, you know, he's the decision maker. And if there's, like, an application that we need to fill out, if you can send that along with it.
Yeah, I will. And I'll give you the little list of what we would need. It should be a one-page application, the last 6 months of bank statements, and then last year's tax return, although you guys probably haven't done a tax return yet, huh?
Yeah, we're still working with our accountant on that one.
Okay, so we won't need that if you don't have it. Obviously, we don't need it, but because there's a viable reason why you don't have it.
Yeah.
but other than that, you guys probably take credit cards too, huh?
Yes, we do.
Okay, how much percentage of the business is that?
90% probably.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm getting transaction rate.
Okay.
On our current merchant services.
Sure. We would just have to show that revenue. So we would need the last 4 months of the merchant statements as well.
Okay. That's no problem.
Yeah, just to be able to show that, especially since it's such a high percentage of your business.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll send you over an email. I have idaretorepair@gmail.com. Is that the best email for you?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay. And it's the number too, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Let's see here. Is there anything else? I think that's probably it. How fast can you guys turn that inventory? You said every month?
Yeah, every month we turn the inventory.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I mean, we keep our inventory at an on-hand of, you know, availability. We keep it low. That way our monthly costs are not ridiculously high 1 month and then nothing the next month. We'd rather just pay it off as it comes in. And now one of our main suppliers has extended us 30 days of credit. So we actually, you know, are making money on it before we even buy it now.
Makes sense. Okay, cool. So I'll send you over some information about it, and then you know, like, everything that we would need if you guys do end up applying with us. We also can usually get you an answer back within like 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
If you do decide to apply.
And it does not affect the personal credit at all, not even the credit check or anything.
Well,
just a soft check.
It will show up as an inquiry on the Experian credit.
Okay.
But not on just an inquiry. None of the loans will show up, right? But you will see that one inquiry hit. So,
okay.
I mean, it could affect, but only like, I don't know, a couple points, you know, whatever an inquiry does to your credit. But if you have good credit, or if they have good credit, I should say, it really usually doesn't affect. It's when you start getting like 20 or 30 inquiries in a short amount of time, you know.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Then, yeah, if you can send that over, I definitely want to present this to my brother and see if we can pursue it from there.
Sure. Did you want me to follow up with you a certain time, or give yourself a couple weeks?
Yeah, give me a few weeks, because it can take a while.
All right. Sounds good. I will follow up with you, and I'll get this sent out to you in just about 10 minutes or so.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.